little thing called murder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Little Thing Called Murder.
I'm Megan.
And I am Jaden, and we hope you are having a wonderful week.
A wonderful day.
Yes.
I hope it's great.
Yeah. And if it's not, just channel the old all-time low song. Maybe it's not my weekend, but it's going to be my year.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You came up with that so quick.
Thanks. Well, I feel like all-time low was like coming back. I mean, not that they ever went away, but you know.
Yeah. No, I feel like it wasn't that they went away, but they weren't putting out like new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and now they're coming out with forefront. Like bangers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I really like their one. Oh, what's it called? Hold on, let me see. Some Kind of Disaster. Kind of into that one.
Yes. 10 out of 10 recommend.
100%.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Guys, if we could share the week that we've had with you.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, I mean, so, okay, just to like play things out for you guys so you guys understand, because it's just been like, I'm starting to go gray.
Seriously.
So, this episode, well, last episode, we said that this episode is going to be the ABC murder. So, me and Jaden did our research. It's all done, finished, ready to go. All's great. And we got into a new software, I guess you can say.
And we bought new microphones. We're changing ours.
Yeah. If they sound like shit, then guys, I'm sorry. I don't know what else to tell you. Because I spent some good money on this.
You know, right?
But we hop on, because now we're recording off of Zoom through this, and we started at like what, 7, 8,
something like that. Yeah,
something along those lines. And by the point that we were ready to start recording, it was 10:30, and this is another episode where I have 40 some pages of notes, and we were like, yeah. Okay, like we're not gonna be able to, and especially since we are now using a new editing software. So like editing typically, so if I have a 2.5 hour segment to like edit, it takes a good 5-6 hours.
Yeah.
Collectively.
So it's like whatever it is, it's like doubled how long it takes to edit it.
Yeah. And the software that we were using, when you would save what you did, you just spent like 5 hours doing, you would save it and it would save out of order. So then you'd have to go in and either do it all again or get to a part right where like it messed up and then clear it, or not clear it, like cut it. So then you have that amount, and then like it just took way too long.
Yeah. And this is why, like, it started with Bundy when we were, like, starting to hate that software. And then I feel like the last few, we were just having such hard problems, which is why we kept pushing the dates, putting like this. And then we would be, like, stressing ourselves out. And we were like, you know, we want this to be fun. So that's why, I guess, this kind of segues into our new posting schedule, if you want to take it away.
So we're going to do from now until, I would say, if I could ballpark it, probably like November-ish, where we are going to put up episodes every other week. So I know we just kind of like mixed what we were doing. It's all trial and error. You guys know we're still new. But we're going to do every other week up until around November, because everyone's life gets so much busier in the summer. We've got a wedding, just a whole bunch of different trips scattered in there. And it's just hard consistently each week to have the time to research for the next case. To
good
record.
Cases.
Yes.
Not like little throwaway ones. So we want to give you the content that's worth listening to. Not that our little ones are bad, but like we want like good ones that you're like, what the fuck? What's going on? Like, you know, mind blowers. Whoa,
did they hire an editor? I mean, hey, we're still right? looking, but.
Yeah. But for free, like yes. an unpaid intern.
There we go. Yeah.
Do you want it on your resume? Come here.
Right. The amount of times I've heard my voice, I hate it. Mm-hmm. But and we don't want to continue to do like throwaway episodes to try to catch up with ourselves. And I think until November, I feel like we'll have a good hold on a system, like recording, editing. So when we get into winter, when life slows down naturally, we can pick back up doing every week and then reevaluate come next spring, summer. Mm-hmm. So I think for right now, that's what our game plan is. We're going to talk more specifics on like nitty gritty details, but we wanted to let you guys know that we are doing every other week, and not to worry, but we will go back to weekly at some point. It's just way too hectic now, and we don't want to burn ourselves out before like yeah. the first year is up that we even do this, because mm-hmm. I've wanted to do a podcast for I don't even know how long, and the fact mm-hmm. that Jaden just like kind of fell in my lap and was like, let's do one, and I was like, this is my soulmate, but not like soulmate, you know what I mean?
You can have friend soulmates.
Oh yeah, I don't know if some people would take that the wrong way, but guys, she's getting married, so I'm not gonna even try.
Honestly, I don't give a fuck, like you can think whatever you want about me, I do not care,
right?
But
yeah, so
we hope that this will give you better content for longer periods, and yeah,
especially with life, because life happens yeah. and mm-hmm. you know, because I still want this to be fun. It is fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we love putting this stuff out for you, like our dedicated listeners, like, oh my God, we're so thankful for you. Like every time we like think about it, it's like, oh my God.
I'm still shocked that we have more than one. I'm know, like, right? People actually listen to our bullshit. Like, what?
I seriously love when my friends will be like, oh my God, I'm like on this episode, or oh my God, I can't believe this, or oh my God.
I and I kind of want to shout out my friend Morgan. I mean, she texted me like 2 weeks ago, but still, I want to shout her out because like she just hypes both of us up.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, she's like, I'm still working on getting to current, and just hearing those things, yes. having people not saying, oh, you should reach out to us. I mean, reach yeah. out to us. Like,
yeah, come on, we fucking love to hear it.
Come like, on, you're sitting here you. Chilling with us, you know? We're yeah. chilling with you on your drive to work, on your mm-hmm. workout.
Lunch break.
While you're, like, falling asleep, because that's what I do. You guys just mean so much to us, and it's crazy to think that you guys are out there. You guys are actual people, and you want to yeah. listen to us.
Yeah, so, and don't forget to keep reaching out to us about episodes, I mean, or cases that you want to hear, or if you really have this super intense one that really means something to you and you like are interested in being a guest or something, reach out to us and we'll like try and make that happen, because we want you guys involved. Like you're the third person in our threesome here talking like about the case every week. So right. like, yeah, we'll make it happen.
And the people that you are listening to right now are the people that we actually are. It's not like yeah. we're putting on any sort of front. Like mm-hmm. I can vouch for Jaden that like
I'm a big old shithead.
Yeah. So we're all friends here.
We're not so. Like we're not like mean girls. You can sit with us, okay? Yes.
You can,
as long as you wear pink on Wednesday
of the week. Or Jaden just said strictly Wednesday, so we'll stick with that. Man, how was your week? Other than the hectic chaos of trying to figure all this out.
Oh my God.
You had a day at work yesterday.
I did. So we had preliminary conferences. So for those of you that don't know what that is, so we separate them into one day we'll have the public defenders and their clients. And then like, so next week we'll have the private defense attorneys and their clients come. And so after COVID, this is the first one that we've brought the people from the jail. We've brought in the people who aren't incarcerated as well. And then we the attorneys talk to their clients, they come to us, the district attorneys, and then we basically say, we try and negotiate the case. Maybe it's going to a plea, maybe it's getting put on for trial, maybe it's going on to another preliminary conference. So we just work those out. Mm-hmm. So we start at 8 a.m. Okay. We did not leave until 6 p.m. We don't eat lunch because it's just constant. There's like, I'm trying to think of how many cases. I don't know, 400, 600, something along those lines. And so, yeah, we're literally there in the courtroom all day. And we
didn't even know it was that many.
Yeah. Shit. I mean, personally, I don't have that many because, you know, it's divided amongst the attorneys. Yeah. But yeah. And so we only left because the judge kind of like called it. And like, we were waiting on one attorney who, like, all the people that were left were all his. And oh my God, I was like, if you don't fucking move. Oh, so, okay. If you've seen Zootopia, the sloth, that is him. He didn't have a care in the world. He was just like, yeah, I'm just vibing. I'm going to talk to my people when I want. And we're all over there like, Lord, help us all.
Oh my God.
And then we were making jokes. We were like, oh, we should charge him for like obstruction of justice or whatever, because he was going slow. We could move on.
Seriously, oh though.
We were like laughing. But yeah, like I still have cases from yesterday that I have to call him and be like, okay, what are we doing? Because we didn't get to them. But yeah, so because we were supposed to record yesterday, but I was like, dude, I'm not getting out, because then Megan had stuff. And I was like, so that's why the episodes got pushed back. And
I literally, so like, to give you guys an idea on how stressed out we were yesterday. So I got off work at 3, and she typically gets off work around 4, mm-hmm. and I had my therapy appointment at 6. So I was like, if you get home, like as soon as you get home, we'll just like crank out the case. And then after I get back, like we'll record like our banter that we do and just leave it for the end kind of thing. And I'm sitting here waiting, and then I get a text, yo, we're not getting out at 4:30. And then like we keep talking, and she was like, we'll be getting out at 6:30. And I was like, you mean 5:30, right? And she was like, no, 6:30. And I was like, oh, well, this isn't happening tonight.
Yeah.
And then like I had friends that I haven't seen in years come over yesterday. So it wasn't like I couldn't be like, yeah, let me reschedule. Like, so this is the best time that we could do it.
Yeah. That's why it's going to be a little late. Well, I guess it's not really late now because we just pushed it.
Yeah.
Because we didn't want to like force anything again, you know?
Yeah. But that's the whole thing, is we want quality content for you guys. Hence the new mics, the new system and all that. Yeah. Might as well get that all figured out while we're still small, but
mm-hmm.
It gets to be too much, and you guys deserve like well put together stuff.
Mm-hmm. You deserve S tier quality.
Yes.
But how was your therapy thing? Did it go well?
Oh, it was so good. Every time I go, it's like we rip back like a few layers, and I just walk out and I feel like 5,000 times better.
Yeah, I feel you.
I love my therapist so much.
Okay. Because, right, this is, like, a new one that you... Okay. I don't think we've really talked back about if you liked it or not. I know you said that you were, like, going... I mean, like, on here.
Because the last time I really talked about it, I think, was, like, my second or third, and I was still trying to feel out how I felt about my therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And I love her so much. And it's not even, like, right now I have anything that I really need to go for. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I do, because I have some personal stuff, like, mentally that I've been trying to work on for years, and it's crazy to see the amount of growth in just 5 visits, you know what I mean?
Dude, yes.
Crazy. So, I love it. I recommend anyone going to therapy, whether you don't have anything going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just nice to talk to someone who is unbiased, doesn't know... like you as a person. So like, you know, they're not really like I said, biased. That's the whole point. But
I love that for you.
Amazing. Yeah. It's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. Baby. Can you just be a little quieter?
Yeah.
I can hear you. I mean, we just don't know if you're going to pick it up. And
oh, did you pause? Are you picking this up?
I'm picking it up.
Somebody.
I'm probably going to edit that out, but if I can hear that, maybe I'll keep it in. It's like a little blooper.
Oh my gosh. But, I love when we keep like small stuff like that in.
I know, right? I think it's so much like, it just is more like us. You're actually here and not like and it, fake.
Yeah. It's, and my friend, she mentioned that, like, she's like, it genuinely feels like I'm sitting with you guys having a drink on the couch discussing it. And she's like, I love that because it's so different from the other podcasts out there.
Yeah.
Because they're all so, like, yeah, ours is scripted, but to the case. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we do put our own little personal, like, flair on it.
Yeah.
So.
And, like, the other person's comments are, like, just whatever the fuck they think because we don't know the case. Like, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, going back to the therapy thing, because I don't know if I've talked about this, me and one of my other friends I work with, because I got my therapist first, fucking love her. And then I recommended her to my friend at work. And so we'll be at work. I can't remember if I said this before. If I did, sorry, but I think it's fucking
funny. I don't think you mentioned it.
Okay. We'll be like, because our therapist is all about like holistic. You want your body to be great so that we can handle the tough stuff and everything like that. So she wants us to drink water. And so we'll be at work and we'll go and we'll be like drinking water. Oh my God. Jenny would be so proud of us. Like,
oh my God,
and then like,
wait, what's her name?
Jenny.
That's my therapist's name.
No, it's not. That's what my brother's therapist name is too.
Are all your therapists like named Jenny?
Wait, what's your therapist's last name?
I don't know her last name, but she works at.
But yeah, no, because Landon and I were at our family reunion, and I said my person's name is Jenny, and he goes, "Wait, what?" And I was like, "No way!" But she would have had to make the connection. We're like, we have the same last name, but then it wasn't him. But what the fuck? Why is all four of us's person's name Jenny?
I'm curious as to who your brother sees.
Yeah, no, I'll ask
because he's out
his
this
is
way.
Older if
he,
one.
Yeah, if he goes to like Irwin, I don't know if you know.
I don't know. I'll ask
that
him.
Way. That's where mine
get
is.
Back to you.
But she's not like she's like our parents' age, like like mid 50s, early.
I'll
50s.
Ask him. I'll ask him. I'll text him.
Yeah.
But yeah, so literally all the time at work, we'll be like, "Oh yeah, our therapist. Yeah, we have the same therapist." It's like a like brag.
I don't. It's
like
I don't know why
bonding.
It's a brag,
right? Yes. No, but like we tell everyone we're like yes, or like anytime I hear someone struggling, I'm like, "Yo, if you need a therapist, Jenny's your girl." And like I literally over the weekend I recommended her to my one friend because she's trying to find someone. I was like, "Yo, fallback, Jenny's great." And then I was telling Jenny, I was like, "I'm literally just gonna bring all my friends to you because we're all fucked up, and then I'm just gonna bring you all your clients. You're welcome. Give me a kickback. Pay me for my services."
Really?
But no, she.
I want commission.
Exactly. But she was like, "I'm so glad that like all of you and your friends are like, yeah, go to therapy. Like it's you know it's
we need
it's
to break that to stigma,
right? Yes,
because like
therapy,
it is
it's so helpful.
Yeah, it's the biggest. I feel like personally." Mm-hmm. It's the biggest form of like self-love, self-help that you can do for yourself.
Yes. Cause it's like, it's just helping, even if like you don't, like I literally went to my person being like, "Yeah, you know, I've got some anxiety, blah, blah, blah." And then she literally laughed at me the other day and she was like, "Yeah, Jaden, remember when you came in here saying, oh, you're just like a little anxious." And I was like,
yeah. And I said the same thing to mine. I was like, I don't have like too many issues.
Yeah.
And then we started like with broad topics and then she would like narrow it down and now she's really digging into me. Oh my gosh, I hate crying. But like I had the best cry my last therapy appointment.
Oh my God, me too. It was a little bit because I'm not like I cry in front of Tyler all the time. He makes fun of me, calls me a crybaby. But like in front of other people I don't cry, you know.
Me either.
Like, I was like tearing up and I'm like, oh my God. I mean it was a serious situation. But I'm like, fuck. But it was fine. It was okay. I felt safe. You know, it was great.
Oh my God. Yeah. And I'm always the one to be like, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't think I was going to cry. And she's like, Megan, that's what this is for.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, if you weren't crying, I would be kind of concerned that you're not showing any type of like, hurt bringing all of this stuff back up. So crazy. Mm-hmm. I hate crying. crying. Mm-hmm. I won't watch like sad movies or even like those like sad romantic movies where mm-hmm. like you're just crying because you're like, I don't know. But wait,
did I tell you that when I was like downstairs because I was like playing games or whatever, and I was downstairs and I wanted like, it's just a dumb romantic comedy, you know, like sometimes you're just like in the mood and you just need that.
Yeah.
And what was it called? Two Hearts or something like that.
I love romantic comedies.
But guess what? Hmm. It was sad as motherfucking fuck. Oh my God. It was just like, if you're going to watch it, I mean, like,
considered like comedy.
I don't know if it was, but like, I thought it was just like a love story, you know? And then it ended up being like this sad fucking story about like organ donors and stuff like that. And I was like sobbing downstairs. I come upstairs, I'm like, oh my God, Tyler, you can't ever die. Oh my God. And he was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But then he's like, it's okay, it's okay.
That's the thing, is like my roommate, she loves to watch those Hallmark movies, and mm-hmm. I refuse to watch them because I'm like, one, that's a totally unrealistic
view
of like love and shit. Mm-hmm. And two, it reminds me how alone I am. I'm like, why?
Oh God.
Not alone, just
my
I'm totally fine alone. But then there's sometimes where I'm like, man, I fucking wish I had someone, you know? But I'm so okay with being single right now. So
yeah, you just gotta love yourself,
right? So
yeah,
what is this case we've got today?
Okay. After our lovely ramble, well, I feel like we haven't, like, our last episodes have been pretty big, so like we didn't really like talk a lot at the beginning, so
yeah.
Okay, so this one is from Forensic Files, the tried and true. This was our fast fix for the ABC thing and the whole fiasco we talked about.
Yes.
So I'm not going to give it a title. I'm just going to go into it.
Okay.
So
I can't wait.
In August of 1995, Jaden has just been born. She's a few months old. Love that. She just
exited out of the womb.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh my God. You were evicted. You were evicted.
Evicted from the womb.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Okay, anyway. So
we cracked ourselves up way too hard.
God. We're so embarrassing, I swear.
Yes.
Okay, so in August of 1995, 32-year-old Donna Winger and her infant daughter, Bailey, flew into the St. Louis airport after spending a week in Florida visiting her parents. How nice. So during the ride home, though, the shuttle van driver named Roger Harrington, he was driving erratically, exceeding the speed limit, and he also, you know, this little tidbit, he also said he heard voices telling him to kill people.
Oh my gosh. One of these.
Oh, love that.
One of the Greyhound bus stories.
Right. But let's not judge him. No, I don't want to Okay. Not yet. Okay. So when they get home, Donna documented the details of the entire incident. She like wrote up this whole fucking thing detailing it. And this is a quote from her thing. I felt as if my life and the life of my daughter were in the hands of a nut. Oh, that could be the title.
Yeah.
In the hands of a nut.
Quick side note. I didn't want it to sound like that. I was saying like anyone that was hearing voices is psychotic.
I don't know.
As long as you're taking care of the issues that you're having, like you are doing your part for society. But when those things go ignored or you stop taking your medication for whatever reason, like, I mean, it's case by case, but like in this incident, I don't know if he's on medication that he stopped taking, but like stuff like this happens when people stop, especially if they have like really bad mental disorders. Mm-hmm. So,
well, the only reason I said don't judge him yet is because you'll see
he's not the killer.
He could be. I was just saying, let's just hear the fucking facts.
Okay.
Okay. But that's why I said it. I knew you weren't judging him. Everyone knew you weren't.
Okay, good.
Okay. So her and her husband reported the incident to the shuttle van company, and Harrington, who was the driver, was suspended. So the wingers, it's funny, like the swingers, the wingers hoped that that would be the end of their involvement with Roger Harrington, but they were wrong. Dun, dun, dun. Oh. So one day, Mark called the police. Like in the episode, they kind of, I don't know if it's the exact 911 call or if it's like, you know, one of those dramatic retellings of it, but I think they play the actual recording, right? I don't know. Let's pretend they do, because that'd be cool. That'd be cooler.
Side note, I'm so happy I found the 911 call. Anyone who's not following our Instagram, last episode when I was talking about Charles Ramsey, his iconic 911 call, I found it and it's on our Instagram, so go check it out. But anyway, back to this.
Yes. So yeah, in it, Mark is panicking, you know, he sounds stressed out, whatever. And he's saying, yo, there's a dude, he's in my house. I shot him because he was killing my wife. And then, so, you know, the 911 operator is like talking to him, like trying to figure out the situation. And he's like, yo, my baby's crying, I'll call you right back. Which is okay. Normally you just stay on the phone. And normally they're like, stay on the phone. But anyway.
With 911. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But so when police arrived, they found Donna Winger face down on the dining room floor, and Roger Harrington was a few feet away from her on his back. So the paramedics rushed them to the hospital, where they were both pronounced dead on arrival. Super sad. Mark Winger told police he was in the basement when he heard a commotion upstairs. So he grabbed his pistol, ran upstairs into the hallway, saw Harrington beating his wife with a hammer, and shot him and killed him. Okay.
Side note.
Yeah.
Didn't you do another case almost identical to this where they had to like, so he said that his wife fell down the stairs and then they had to like look through like the living room and nothing was touched, even though he said like it was either she fell down or they were being robbed and they were like all of these like cards from his kids would still be on.
So okay, I feel like you're mixing a few. So one,
no. Okay, yeah.
Oh no, okay. So no, you're talking about McDonald.
Yes,
dude, the military guy. But yes, also the stairs kind of sounded like the staircase one. We haven't covered that.
No, MFM. But yeah, that. But yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm mixing those
in the Netflix documentary. We were actually, me and one of the public defenders, we were talking about that case yesterday. So we'll have to do it one time, because the Netflix thing is crazy, because then that one is a big divide. I have different opinions than the MFM women.
Really?
I do. I'm very different.
I remember I was on the fence, but I could see either way.
I don't think he did it. I don't think he killed him.
But there's so much evidence against him, and he was acting so weird.
But did you watch the documentary?
Not the documentary. We'll have to do an episode dedicated on this, and then we can just kind of like debate back and forth.
Okay, let's do that. Okay, that sounds good. Like that. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
So we just love the controversial cases here.
I like seeing other people's views that are different than mine, and like trying to understand like why they think this way or what points that, because then you learn from it. I feel like a lot of people need to be more like that. A lot of more people.
Wow, look at us, we've gone like two sentences in here and already gone off on 12 fucking tangents.
Literally, that was like three tangents.
They were relevant. Okay,
they were.
And y'all fucking love it anyway.
Don't at least they're relevant tangents, you know?
Okay, so Mark sees Harrington beating his wife with a hammer, kills him, okay?
Yes, yeah.
So Detective Dave Barringer said that, so when they arrived, Mark blurted out, this is the man that's been stalking my wife, the man that's been harassing my family. And Detective Lieutenant Doug Williamson said they asked Mark why Roger would be over at their house on that day, and Mark said he had no idea. Mm-hmm. So police found Roger Harrington's car parked in front of the Winger house. And then Donna's handwritten account of what happened in the van with Harrington was on the refrigerator door inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
Williamson said that was one of the pieces of evidence that Dana spoke to them through. Because obviously she's not alive, so they couldn't ask her what happened. But she did document what happened on the ride with BART transportation from St. Louis. And that supported Mark's version of the facts that happened with the shooting.
Yeah.
So a background check revealed Harrington had a history of mental illness and had twice been hospitalized for psychiatric treatment. The prosecutor, who was on the case, John Schmidt, said Harrington was an individual, like many Americans, that has a mental illness, and it was being addressed.
Okay.
So the hammer Harrington used to attack Donna had been on the dining room table. Detective Barrington said Donna wanted a picture hung in the house, so to remind Mark to hang the picture, she placed the picture and the hammer on the table. So that's why the hammer's out. Also on the table were Harrington's coffee mug and a pack of cigarettes.
Ooh.
The police speculated that Harrington sought revenge for the Winger's complaint against him. Detective Barrington said they determined that that story was most plausible. So it was more plausible that a mental ill person had attacked Donna and killed her. So they closed the investigation.
Yeah.
When the investigation was over, Mark Winger was called a hero for trying to save his wife. The newspaper published a letter Mark wrote thanking the community for its support, yada, 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 all that jazz.
Mm-hmm.
At Joe DiMaggio's Children's Hospital in Hollywood, Florida, Donna Winger's family established a memorial playground in her memory. Because it's fucking sad. But Roger Harrington's family refused to believe that he tried to kill Donna. And Roger's mother said that she has never, ever seen Roger be violent to anybody. Okay, so fast forward 4 years. We're back in Springfield, Illinois. Mark has married his daughter's nanny, Rebecca Simic, and together they had 3 more children. It's only been 4 years. Each child needs 9 months to fucking brew. I mean, maybe my math isn't great, but they literally have had to start fucking and having a baby right fucking after.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That doesn't seem right.
Right? Maybe just keep it in your pants for a little bit so you don't look fucking shady as fuck.
Yeah.
So, although 4 years had passed and, you know, her husband's fucking over it, Donna's best friend, Diane Schultz, was still having a difficult time. She was suffering from such a deep depression and she had to be institutionalized. She was given electroconvulsive therapy to treat her depression.
Yeah, that used to be a thing. And they would also do that to, I guess it's not me saying this, but it happened to, how do you even say it? Like, have a gay person become straight?
Oh, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? The conversion therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what that was. Fuck, they would shock people. Them. It's fuck so those people. Stupid.
Okay. But so the prosecutor Schmidt, he said that's probably the most extreme measure you can go to try to become well. She was on numerous medications for it and she was not getting any better. And one day she told her doctor that she's like, this is what I know. This has been burdening me all the time. And the doctor was like, you have to tell someone about this. Okay. So Detective Williamson said Diane told them that she had an affair with Mark prior to and after the murders happened. Diane said her depression was caused by her suspicions about Donna's death. Mm-hmm. Detective Williamson said the motive they were thinking was that he wanted out of the marriage. And Diane was under the impression that at some point they would get married because he had bought rings.
Ooh.
Okay.
I'm about to get so fucking pissed. And you know my thoughts on this.
I know.
If you're gonna fucking cheat, break up with the person.
Yeah.
Okay, so what if they're upset? I don't know how many times I can say this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it just irks me. It's just, there's no point. There's no, like, no win.
Yep.
To cheating or, like.
Don't kill someone. Break up with them. Bam. But after Donna's death, Mark didn't marry Diane, as she hoped. Instead, he married his daughter's nanny. So, you know, he had to be fucking busy as fuck. Your wife dies. You're already having an affair with someone else. But then, skirt, you marry someone else? Yeah.
Hold on. But, like, also, people fail to think, like, hey, if he's okay with cheating on her or having an affair on her, what makes you think he's going to be, like, faithful to you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what makes you any different?
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone's special in their own way, but you're not that special to, like, totally change his mind. And
yeah,
no one will ever change my mind on that. I am like, a once a cheater, always a cheater. Now, I do get, like, if you cheated on your girlfriend in, like, high school or, like, when you're young and stupid, I get that. But when it's, you're married, you have kids, like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But also, anyway. Like, this is her best, like, not the one he married, but her best friend is the
yeah,
one.
Yeah, she's not a saint either. She's not a saint either.
But, you know, it's his fault. He's the one in the fucking relationship. I mean, your best friend should be fucking your husband, but, like, come on. Yeah. Don't be a cliche. Like, let's.
You can't be. Anyway. It's, I mean, I'm annoyed with her because, one, that was her best friend, but I'm also one of those people, you don't blame the other person.
Yeah.
Like, the person that doesn't mean anything in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was your fucking partner that did that.
Yeah.
He knew.
Yep. But anyway, okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, Prosecutor
get me
Schmidt.
Me all angry.
I know. Prosecutor Schmidt said that Mark was like, she's making this all up. It's all fabricated. It's all a lie. It's just an effort to get him back, and they're no longer together, and so, like, she's just like the jilted woman, you know, but
the battered woman. Yeah. Oh, boo, but, boo.
You ain't that special, boy. Like,
boo, fucking him. He's probably not even hot either.
Yeah, I'll show you a picture.
I still feel bad about saying that about the last episode about Ariel saying, like, he's not even cute, like. Listening back to that, I was like, he really didn't need to point that out, but it's whatever. It's whatever.
No, it's needed. And, like, it helps us because we hate him so much.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anyone who would do that is not human.
Right. But wait, I think it's funny how we hate them when, I mean, they're murderers, so we hate them in general, you know, out of principle. But, like, we hate them when they're ugly. And then we hate them even more when they're attractive. Like, not that we think Bundy's attractive, but, like, we hate them even fucking more.
What? No, like, I was just about to say, I don't even find Ted Bundy attractive. I know a lot of other people do.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, no, our hatred for Bundy is just that he used women being nice, not so much that him being attractive. So never mind. But you still don't want him. We just hate everyone. Okay.
All of you guys understand what we're trying to say. We're not trying to be insensitive, but also, like, we're just having a conversation between the two of us, and you guys are chilling with us.
Yeah. Okay. Back on track.
Anyway.
But so hotel receipts and telephone records confirmed Diane's claims of the affair. Shocker.
Right?
Don't use, like, oh God. Okay. I think people forget that, like, there's a paper trail for shit. Like,
people are so, people just can be so stupid and think they're so smart.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that are actually smart, that those are who scare me.
Yes. Okay. So besides that, police were faced with another discrepancy. So Mark told police he had fired 2 shots into Roger Harrington, but a neighbor reported hearing a pause about 5 minutes in between the 2 shots. And in the recording of the 911 call that Mark made to police, told a similar story of the neighbor's account in regards to the timing of the shots. So the prosecutor Schmidt, he said, if you listen to the 911 call on the phone, Mark says there is a bullet in his head, not just there are bullets in his head. There is a singular bullet in his head. Yeah. And in the background, you can hear a man moaning. So the cops are like, is it possible that while Mark was on the phone, he realized Harrington was still alive, hung up, and then shot Harrington a second time?
Oh, my baby is crying.
Right? So Detective Williamson said he always had nagging doubts about Mark's story, but at the time his superiors disagreed, so the case was closed. You know, like every other Forensic Files episode. You know, yeah. Detective Williamson said the day of the murder, and for at least several weeks, if not months after the murder occurred, most people at the police department that were there on the scene thought that Mark's story was what happened and mm-hmm. true. But Detective Williamson was also bothered by the fact that paramedics found Donna face down on the floor. So Mark claimed that he had cradled his wife in his arms. So why would he put her, like when he released her, why would he put her down face down? Like that's the woman you fucking love, the mother of your child, and you just put her fucking face down when you let her go.
Yeah, seems a little off to me. Right?
In the case file, there were three photographs of the crime scene taken before the victims were taken to the hospital. And the bodies were not in the position Mark originally described. So Detective Barrington said, when you look at the photos, Roger's head is facing the same direction as Donna's head. So it's not possible that he fell backwards, as Mark had repeatedly stated during interviews. Mm-hmm. The photographs of the scene were never compared to the statements Winger had made to the police. Because, you know, why the fuck would they be? You know, why would someone take the time to do that? Detective Barrington was like, they'll read my report and then they'll find the pictures and evidence and they'll find it either tonight or the next morning and they'll like piece it together and they'll see, they'll compare them. But they never did. Besides all the discrepancies, the tipping point to reopening the case was probably the multi-billion dollar lawsuit Mark filed against the transportation company that employed Roger Harrington. So based off of all that stuff, police decided to reopen their investigation and called in some of the world's best forensic scientists to help them. Obviously, you know, because it's Forensic Files, that's going to unlock the case. So, 4 years after the shooting, police in Springfield, Illinois, took a closer look into what really happened that day between Mark Winger, Roger Harrington, and Donna Winger. Okay, so just to recap, Mark's story is that he ran down the hallway from the basement, saw Roger Harrington facing him, kneeling on the floor, striking his wife with a hammer. Mark says he shot Harrington twice in the head, but the physical evidence contradicts this story. So when they did the ballistic tests on Mark's pistols, it showed that when they shot the gun, the shells were ejected back and to the right. So Detective Williamson said when Mark told them that he fired the first shot, he indicated he was standing in the hallway. Therefore, the shell casing could not have landed where they found it in the dining room. And there was evidence that Roger Harrington's body had been moved before the second shot was fired. On the floor were two separate pools of Roger Harrington's blood. The smaller pool was where he was shot the first time. And then later he was turned over and shot again. Prosecutor Schmidt said that's where he was at rest the longest, in that larger pool of blood. And in that pool of blood was a bullet, a 45 caliber semi-automatic projector. So, and that was consistent with the next door neighbor's account of what she heard, the one shot and the long pause before hearing the second shot. To analyze the blood spatter, police turned to the world-renowned forensic bloodstain pattern analyst, Tom Bevel.
I love this shit.
And this is also in the staircase thing. So
yeah. What was his name again?
Tom Bevel.
Okay.
So Bevel said in the Winger case, they were taking the physical evidence and ultimately comparing it against the statements that were given by Mark Winger. Mm-hmm. First, if Roger Harrington had been striking Donna Winger, traces of Donna's blood would have been on his shirt. But the only blood on Harrington's shirt was his own. Second, Mark's story that Harrington fell backwards after he was shot was not only inconsistent with the crime scene photographs, it was physically impossible. Pevel said he would likely have had to either do a backflip, this is a quote, either do a backflip or levitate or some sort of circus act in order to get his feet pointing away from her body, as well as the length of his body, like his height, also away from her. So like they were basically facing the same direction, if that makes sense.
This guy really didn't think through when he gave them his initial story.
Mm-mm. Like the fact that this took 4 years for that's them gross. To like,
yeah.
But I mean,
again, hindsight's 2020, but like,
yeah. But no, I mean, like, if you're there, it's more plausible that this dude who had, they already had this crazy account, came to the house, tried to kill her because they were complaining and he was going to lose his job, you know? Like, that makes more sense than, oh, the happy husband and the was going to kill the, you know?
Yeah.
But still, looking but at also, the stuff, like, it should have been common fucking sense.
Oh, yeah. Know? Well, I know.
I mean, not that I'm a detective, but.
Right. Well, we are kind of backwards, but when you think about it, you see time and time again, especially it irritates me with these types of cases that have been like closed for years, that it always goes back to the person's story and they're super elaborate on random details and looking at the scene compared to what they say just doesn't add up, and it's like, why didn't you catch that the first time, because that literally makes no sense.
Exactly. And don't they say that when someone's lying they give you all these details, but like when it's the truth they're like, oh yeah, I was late for work because I ran out of gas. But someone who's like lying, they're like, yeah, I ran out of gas, then I had to walk 12 miles, then a hitchhiker picked me up.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And it's always the fucking husband.
Or it could be the wife. The wife that poisons her husband.
True. It's always the fucking spouse. Yes. Okay.
But yeah, back from tangent number 12. So
yeah. For your, okay. So in, oh God, here's another one. But so, you know, in Emperor's New Groove, when.
Oh my God.
In when they're like, that's another one for exotic bird bingo.
Well, yes,
here, oh, that's another one for Megan and Jaden bingo.
Tangent you literally bingo. Just you literally just sent me back like to like 6-year-old me sitting there watching that movie. Oh my God,
6-year-old dude, I literally watched it. I probably watched it last year. My sister's two kids. Oh, I've seen it since. Oh, gotcha. It just pushed me. I saw this TikTok and it was this girl dressed up as like Cusco, and she's in the his outfit that has like that big red tail thing, and like doing the dancing stuff. Oh my God, it's so great. If you want to see that TikTok, reach out to us, we'll send it to you, it's fucking great.
Yes.
Also, and if you haven't seen the movie, go watch it now.
Oh my gosh, if you haven't seen the movie, you're probably like,
we can't be friends. You can't sit with us.
You're probably a Gen Z.
So yeah. I mean, Landon's seen it, but he has great. He is me. I'm his sister and I'm amazing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But okay. Bringing it back. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So he had to do some sort of fucking circus act in order to get his body the way it was. And the prosecutor, Schmidt, said, this is real life. This is not the movies where people get shot and get blown backwards. Like, this did not happen. And finally the blood spatter evidence showed that whoever struck Donna did so from an entirely different location than the one Mark described. So when a person is hit with an object, it produces what is called cast off blood spatter. We probably all know this. Pevel said that blood is being cast off in the direction that you're swinging, and if there's a close enough object, it'll go on it. For example, a wall. Or if the swinging is hard enough, it may go to the ceiling. Now, the cast-off blood spatter of Donna's blood on the walls and ceiling shows that Donna had walked down the hall toward the dining room, stopped, then turned back towards the front door as if trying to get away, and was attacked from behind. A single elongated cast-off blood spatter of Donna's blood, identified as stain number 7, was on Mark Winger's right sleeve. It's like, dude, you said you're in the fucking, well, no, I guess he did say he walked in on Harrington killing him. So, yeah. Okay. But Bevel says that this proved that Mark was closer to Donna during the attack than he admitted. Bevel also said that this makes it much more consistent that he, Mark, is the person that is delivering the blows versus Harrington. Because remember, Harrington does not have Donna's blood on him whatsoever.
Yeah.
But Mark does. So, okay, here's a big thing. Ready? Police found evidence that Mark had invited Roger Harrington to come over to the house that day. Yeah. Harrington's roommates told investigators that Mark called Harrington at home, gave Harrington his address and the time for the meeting, 4:30. Corroborating that was a note found in Harrington's car outside of the Winger's residence with the Winger's home address and the time of 4:30. Yeah. Roger Harrington's family hoped that a court would vindicate their son and convict the man they always believed was responsible for fucking Donna's death.
Question. Why didn't any of his friends come forward?
I have no fucking idea. Or why? I mean, why didn't they like search the dude's car? They found it outside. Like, but I guess
I don't know if this is just like shitty police work.
But I mean, again, if you're the police, you show up and the husband's like, oh my God, the stalker came, killed my wife, and everything matches up. Why would you question it? You know, maybe in there, like, I don't know. They fucking should have been like, this doesn't make sense.
Let's what he's saying, I'd be like, dude, the guy's, your wife's face down. First off, that would be a major red flag for me.
Yeah.
Just because, like you said, if he was saying, like, how he was holding her or whatever, fuck? And the fact that he was just like, he did this, and he's laying the totally opposite way.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's a small town thing. I don't know, but Springfield's a big city.
Yeah.
I mean, not a big city, but it's like a big thing in Chicago, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Unless it's a different Springfield. I don't know.
I don't know. Don't quote us on geography, guys.
Don't.
I'm not a fucking map maker, okay? God.
I slept through most of my geography class in college, so it was an 8 a.m. Don't blame me.
Oh,
the guy was so monotone. I could not.
I don't know how I used to do elementary, middle, and high school. Waking up early? I can barely get up for 8 o'clock start of work. God damn.
Right? So my freshman and sophomore year, I really cared about what I looked like going to school. Mm-hmm. I would get up at like 5 a.m. to do like a full face of makeup, do my hair, and like be ready to go. Junior, senior year, I would wake up, throw my hair in a bun, brush my teeth, throw on a sweatshirt and leggings, and just walk out.
Oh my God, that sounds
fucking awful. I don't know how I used to be able to do it.
Oh my God.
Don't know how I did it, yeah.
Fuck me, God damn. Literally thinking about that makes me nauseous. Like, oh.
It makes me tired.
It. Yeah, dude.
Bro.
I literally sleep as long as fucking possible. But anyway, okay.
Me too.
Here we go. We're back. We're back, guys. We are back.
Back to your regular scheduled content.
Yeah. So yeah, Roger's family is like, yo, we hope they fucking clear our son's name. Like, we've always said he didn't fucking do this.
Right.
Detective Williamson was like, I believe that Mark Winger is a cold, calculated, arrogant individual. He thought he could outsmart everyone, and he was unable to fucking do so. Again, like every Forensic Files episode douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, 4 years after investigators called Mark a hero, he was charged with the murder of both Roger Harrington and his wife, Donna.
Thank Lord.
So, the motive was partially financial. Because Donna had a $200,000, right, worth of life insurance, and Mark was suing the shuttle bus company as well. So he was getting all that fucking money.
So I want to put in like a request that when you open a life insurance, that you're not told how much it is. Like, can we do that?
But you like basically pay into it, so you have to know how much it is.
That's fair. But what about the guy that was doing, I don't think we covered this, but he put arsenic in his kids' candy to kill them, and they had life insurance on them, even as children. But they had, well, like $500,000 on them.
The parents took it out. The the parents took it out on the kids, probably.
I don't understand life insurance, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. I'm going to stop. Try to stop.
Literally, just don't get life insurance, because if you do, you're going to get killed.
Yep.
You see.
Smart choices from Megan and Jaden.
Yes. You see smart life advice. Insurance policy things just drop because of our podcast with all of our listeners. Okay. And Mark's mistress, Diane Schultz, told prosecutors that Mark no longer wanted Donna as his wife. So those are the two motives, the money and the fact that he no longer wants Donna. Again, break up with her.
Yep.
So Donna's bizarre trip with shuttle van driver Roger Harrington gave Mark the perfect setup he needed to commit the murder. Detective Williamson said, according to Diane, as soon as Mark heard the story about the trip, he knew that was the guy, and then set things in motion to get him inside his house. But also, I don't know how Diane knew this, unless this is just her speculation. Like, he's not going to fucking tell you that he's going to murder her as well.
I don't trust her either.
Yeah, but yeah, anyway. Unless, she's just got to be speculating it. But, I mean, she's probably right, but.
Yeah.
So after Harrington was suspended from his job, the evidence shows that Mark called Harrington, invited him over to discuss the matter with the hopes of settling it amicably. And, you know, obviously, why the fuck wouldn't Harrington want to do that?
Yeah.
So Harrington showed up at 4:30, the time he wrote on his note, and walked in with his coffee cup and cigarettes. The prosecutor was like, these are hardly weapons of a psychotic killer, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Prosecutors believe Mark walked Harrington to the refrigerator, possibly to see Donna's note, because that's where it was hanging. Also, why is this note just constantly on the refrigerator? Like, I don't want it as this constant reminder in my life.
No.
But, I don't know. Mark then, walks in the refrigerator. Mark then pulled the gun, ordered Harrington to his knees, and fired a single shot into his head. The next door neighbor heard that shot. So did Donna. So she turns toward the front door. Mark hit her with a hammer, causing the cast off blood spatter in the area that was inconsistent with his statement to police. Mm-hmm. Then Mark called 911. During the call, he realized Harrington was still alive. So he was like, yo, my baby's crying. But instead of going to his daughter's room, Mark turned Harrington over and shot him a second time. And this was the shot the neighbor heard 5 minutes after the first one. The prosecutor, Schmidt, said he finished him off. He executed him on both occasions, like execution style. He shot him in the head both times. But that last one ensured that Roger Harrington did not survive.
How like do people do that shit? Like,
obviously, it's fucking sad that the wife got killed. But this random kid, he's a kid.
How old is he?
I don't think they said. But he, like, his picture, he's not old. Like, he could be our age. You know, that would probably be a good guess. Like, he's probably our age. Or he could have been younger. I don't know. But he's not old at all. Like, he's a kid. Like, I would say, he's a kid.
Wow.
So it's, like, so sad. Like, the wife died. That's fucking tragic. But, like, at least she was somehow connected to the husband. Like, this dude was, like, I don't know. Y'all know what I'm saying.
Like, not saying that there was reason. Mm-hmm. But, like, she had more reason than he did to, like, die.
Yeah.
She didn't have a reason to die, but, like,
they know what we're talking connection. About.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why, like, we'll be sitting here, like, just, like, trying to, like, justify what we're saying. But, like, everyone listening gets what we're saying.
Yeah. And the last thing we want to do is offend anyone. So,
yeah.
Just take that as.
If you've been listening this long, You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. So moments later, the dispatcher called back and Mark said he thought his wife was still alive, but she's dying on the floor. But honestly, why aren't you fucking there trying to do something? Like, if Tyler's there dying, I'm literally, I don't even know if I'm answering that fucking phone call. Like, I'm going to be all around him. And because back in 1995, don't think you got fucking landlines. Like, I'm not gonna run to the phone to fucking answer it. Like, how do I know that it's the dispatcher calling back, you know?
I just keep thinking, like, why did he say, oh, my baby's crying, and not just hang up and be like, I think the line died or, like, the call dropped or something.
True.
That would be more believable than to me, at least. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, no. I don't get it.
So, yeah, the police photographs taken as the paramedics arrived show Roger Harrington's feet pointing in the same direction as Donna's, which are, of course, again, inconsistent with Mark's story. The prosecutor, Schmidt, said the picture is worth 1,000 words. It shows the 1,000 words that Mark gave us aren't correct. They are a lie. Although Mark maintained his innocence, he was tried and convicted of the two murders and sentenced to life in prison without fucking parole.
Boom.
Good. The forensic evidence proved Roger Harrington was not a killer, but an innocent victim caught in the middle of a diabolical scheme of murder. Obviously, I took that from the episode, because when do I normally say diabolical scheme?
All the time. What are you talking about?
Pebbles said the forensics are absolutely crucial. Roger has been the villain and Mark has been the hero. And now we come to find out that Harrington's name has been unjustifiably smeared. The prosecutor, yeah. Schmidt, these are like a bunch of quotes that I felt like we should include because I thought they were good.
Yeah.
Prosecutor Schmidt said, Roger was not a violent individual. He was not a homicidal maniac, as Mark tried to portray him. He was an individual like many Americans who have a mental illness or had a mental illness, and it was being addressed. And oh my God, it was so sad. Ralph Harrington, who is Roger's father, he's like, he literally couldn't finish his thought. He was like, they cleared it. They cleared his name and they put it back. And then he like goes to say another sentence, but like he cuts off because he like can't talk anymore. He's like so emotional. Cause like,
could you imagine?
No, like they say your kid's a murderer and you're like, no, he's fucking not. And finally it's cleared and the truth comes out. Like, oh my God. Thank God.
I feel bad for pinning it on him like right away.
Well, you're supposed to, but that's what I was like, yeah. Let's not judge him too hard. I shouldn't have said that because I feel like it ruined it, but it's a fucking forensic files. It's not how it looks. You know, we all know there's a twist.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And then the prosecutor said the beauty of forensic evidence. And I say this many times, the beauty of the fingerprint, the beauty of DNA, it doesn't have an interest, bias, prejudice, or motive. It is what it is. And that constant of the forensics in this case show the other evidence for what it was. It let it be building block to show the judge and the jury, our community, what happened. And I was thankful we had it. What a great ending quote, Schmidt. Also, I fucking love Schmidt from New Girl. Love him. Oh, Nick.
That was so good.
Oh, and this is, so this is collection 9, episode 6, A Welcome Intrusion, if you want to watch it. But basically, you watched it with me giving you this.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That was so good.
I feel like all the Forensic Files episodes that I do are literally the same. But I just randomly pick it. I go, this one sounds good, and I watch it. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's literally always the no, I guess not.
I think it's they have the same setup because you said there's always a twist kind of thing. So
It's always the douchebag husband.
Instead of me being like, he did it. That was crazy.
Mm-hmm. I love blood spatter stuff, especially like when that's the evidence that like really like shows. I fucking love it. I don't know why.
But. Dude, my friend, she studied like criminal justice and they had like a class or a course, I guess, that they studied like blood spatter and shit, and I was like, I want to take this course, but I couldn't take it because
I took a class like that major. Yeah, I took a class like that, so we had
how
to
did you
science
forget
class.
About that, bro.
Well, because it wasn't just blood spatter, it was like kind of everything. I forget what it's called. It was something forensic something.
I think that's what it was also for her.
Yeah, we had to take like a science class, and obviously I fucking picked this, and it was fucking amazing. Like we had different objects, like this was one of the things, and we had to test which one was blood and which one was just like rust or something like that. Like we had to do all the science shit, but then there was blood spatter stuff. God, it was such a cool class. I fucking love it. But And Dexter. Cam. Love Dexter. And they're coming out with a new season.
I haven't finished Dexter, mainly because all I keep hearing is the ending is shit. And I'm like, it is. I don't want to be pissed off.
But it, I still love it. Like, it's, like, I could rewatch it. It's not like a Game of Thrones thing where the end's like, are you fucking kidding me? I mean, it's still that, but you know.
And that's another one that I've been wanting to watch is Game of Thrones, but I don't have HBO Max.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, yo, yeah. The first few seasons of Game of Thrones is fucking fantastic. But they just, like, fucking bombed that character arc. Well, it's because the directors, they rushed through so they could go do Star Wars. And I'm pretty sure everyone fucking hated that, too, or whatever.
Yeah. Hold on. The two brothers. Let me talk about that real quick. Mm-hmm. Totally random, but we're done with the case, so I don't really care. how can you fuck up the last three movies of the trilogy, or like, I guess that is a trilogy in itself, but like in the series, as much as they did, but then Mandalorian was like the, it was the best. I felt like I was watching, I don't know. I truly don't know, but it's all under Disney. So like, how did Disney let themselves fuck up the movies, but then crush Mandalorian?
I don't know. I the last Star Wars thing I watched was, I think the first one with Rey. That one, I don't think I watched any of the other ones. Because, I mean, I like Star Wars, but it's...
Yeah. No, I grew up with my dad. He was, what, like 16 when they first came out. And he said he went and saw it. And, like, it has that sentimental value to him.
Yeah.
So then we grew up watching them. Mainly the like 4, 5, 6, the original ones.
Yeah.
And of course, when I was younger, I was like, oh, episode 3, so good, of like the prequels.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, thinking about it, it's like those films are so revolutionary and they shaped how movies are made today.
Yeah.
That it's just so interesting. But like, to take such like a cherished brand, I don't know what you would really call like Star Wars, like the Lucasfilm ones. Like, how can you take something so iconic, so classic, and just like, I think personally, if I'm rating the three, it would be like the last one, which would be what, 9, 7, and then 8, because fuck the second movie out of those. There was no plot. And I'm not a fan of Rey as a character, because like, there's no conflict in her, there's no nothing to her, she's like perfect. And it's just they fucked it up, and I'm like, why can't you just scrap it, even though it already came out, but like, come out with like the legit ones.
Oh, that's the worst though, when they like, it's something so good and they just fuck it up, and you're like, no one like talks about Game of Thrones. Like now, like Game of Thrones was fucking everywhere, and now everyone's just like, you don't really hear people talking about Game of Thrones.
Well, probably more so because it's over. My friend, she had the DVD of season 1, so I saw season 1. But I didn't see anything after that, and I hear like it gets so much better after.
Oh my god!
But then so it just like nosedives, like you said at the end.
Yeah, everyone just like pretended like it didn't happen. Like, yep, let's just not.
Right. Fun fact about me is like, I grew up with like Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, all those sci-fi movies that a lot of like, I don't want to stereotype and be like, girls aren't supposed to like, but.
I never really got into Lord of the Rings because I was really little when Harry Potter came out, and my sister was obsessed with it. So that was my big thing. Harry Potter was my big thing.
Harry Potter, but like, I remember Elijah Wood, man. Those eyes. Oh, so hot. I thought he was cute.
I'm not saying he's ugly, but I was never like, oh, give me him.
Nope, that was me. I was like, oh, okay. That shaggy hair. Oh, oh man.
But no, fun story. My sister, I don't even know what number it was. And I was fucking young. Like, I have a picture of me and my friend when we, when, like, the first one came out. We were so fucking tiny. But, like, first movie. So my sister was like, Jaden, you can't go see the movie unless you read the book. And I never read the book. And she was pissed at me. But now I'm, like, fucking obsessed with it just like her. So it's fine. Fun but fact. Yeah, she was pissed for, like, ever. She was like, I can't believe you're fucking seeing the movie. She obviously didn't swear at me because I was a fucking child. But
she'd be pissed at me because I've never read the books. And I still haven't to this day. They're so big. I think that's what I'm like. I hear they're so much better than the movies.
Megan. It is a children's book.
What it's like mean? 700 pages long.
I get it, but it's
that's a textbook.
But it's an easy read because it's for children.
Give me an audiobook and I'll listen to it.
Do it. The audiobook. You also have to listen to the audiobooks because the dude who does them is phenomenal. Like,
really?
It's all this. It's the same as the book. Obviously, he's fucking reading it. But it's you need to experience both of them. You need to read it and you need to listen to him do it. I've listened to the audiobooks a billion times.
See, because I tried to read Twilight when that was like a big thing. I couldn't. I got first sentence. It said something about a deer and I closed it and like put it on my shelf. It stayed. I'm just so weird with books. Like if you don't have me in the first sentence, I'm not going to finish it. I'm not going to read it. And
gotcha.
But also it's just so hard for me to sit down and read. Like it's so much easier for me to like be sitting here coloring and like either listening to it or watching it, which is why I always pretty much watch movies.
That's fine. I mean, audiobooks are just as great.
Yeah.
Like right now I'm literally reading a series. I'm on the last book. But I, on my Audible, I got the second book because it's my favorite. So I'm reading the last book and listening to the second book all at the same time.
That makes my head hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That makes my head hurt so bad.
Well, and oh my God. So this, have I talked about this series yet on here?
I think you mentioned that you were in deep with a book, but I can't remember how
was it this
far
one?
You got
or
into
was it.
Was it?
I don't know.
It was the last time we recorded.
Have I
we
read
like,
this
your,
whole
your favorite
series?
Thing of the week? And you were like, I literally spent 8 hours reading my book last night.
Have I really read the series that fucking fast?
Probably.
Yeah, so it's called A Court of Thorns and Roses. Fucking phenomenal. I think they're making it a series. Maybe I would just talk about this. But anyway, so I fucking love, I'm not going to ruin it because 12 out of fucking 10 recommend this book. Like I fucking love it. Fucking love it. And
how much do you love it?
Fucking.
Oh my God.
I feel like I should have said like so, but I was just committed to fucking.
Yeah.
But so it's narrated by the same, like the main girl the whole time, right? Mm-hmm. And her love interest, I don't want to ruin anything. Fucking love it. Like that's why the second book is my fucking favorite. But now this last one, I'm only about, because this one's taken me longer to read. It's about the same size as the second one that I fucking blew through. But this one, like it's narrated by two other people. And I hate one of the characters that's it's being narrated by. And now I'm like reading about this other love story. And I'm like, cool, that's fine. I don't fucking care about it. I want my original one. And so I'm like kind of pissed off. I'm like, I hope it switches back because if I have to read this whole book and not have my love that I want to read about, I will be pissed off. So I'll keep you guys updated. It's my long spiel. I feel fucking passionate about this.
See, every time I talk to you, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna read a book. It doesn't happen.
Listen to the audiobook. Like it's
I know.
Not like less than.
True. But I want to look studious, you know, sitting
hold the book
reading while you listen, you know. True.
Hold the book while you listen.
I think that's just called fake then.
Yeah, who cares?
No one knows. Except,
but honestly, people could think you're just listening to music, you know. Just wear some glasses.
True. Perfect. Man. Anyway, good thing about this week.
Well, I don't want to jinx it. My good thing that's happening this week.
Okay, well then hold that, table that for the next episode.
Okay. But that's my good thing.
Anything else?
Oh, you want me to pick something else? Okay.
Oh, wait. Well, I mean, it's your up of the episode. Okay. So you can choose whatever you want.
That's my up, and I think we're going out Friday night. I'm really fucking excited to drunk white girl dance.
Yes. Yes.
Like trashy. Let's go. I'm fucking ready.
Girl. Okay. So my up of the week was my friends that came over last night. Mm-hmm. We just like blew through 3 bottles of wine, the 3 of us. So like mm-hmm. each of us had a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
I didn't eat lunch or dinner because I suck.
Yeah.
I forget, even though I have reminders on my phone.
Again.
I know. So I was hammered.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so fun. It was so good.
I'm glad.
Fun. Yes. Me too. I needed, especially with the 2 of them, because the 3 of us haven't been together since high school.
Mm.
So it's been a long time coming. And like, I kind of feathered off when I was at college, but like, I really didn't talk to anyone if you weren't with me in college,
yeah.
which is my fault. And I can own up that I should have reached mm-hmm. out to people more, but, it's so nice getting together with friends that you haven't seen in so long. And it's like, no time has passed
mm-hmm.
whatsoever. So it was just like a very carefree night, and especially with them, because I've been friends with both of them since middle school, that you're just yourself, you know?
Yeah.
But
That's good. Yeah. Love that.
Also, this mm-hmm. just happened, and I feel like I need to share because I think it's really funny.
Yes. Yes, you guys need to listen. It's fucking amazing.
So, for a minute now, well, for a month, because so I went back on Tinder mm-hmm. just because I'm bored, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they had Tinder Gold for like a month for $7. So I was like, mm-hmm. you know what? Let's see what mm-hmm. it's about. So currently I was talking to this guy, and this is really bothering me mm-hmm. that a handful of guys that I've started like kind of talking to, I get it if you gained weight and don't want to post a picture like of mm-hmm. you, but it is just so blindsiding when you are talking to someone that you think looks like them, but then when you Snapchat that, they look nothing. And I'm not mm-hmm. even saying like don't feel insecure, like if you gain weight. I feel insecure because I've gained weight. Like, it's a natural thing. But, mm-hmm. like, if you look so different than what you currently do now, like, that's technically catfishing, isn't it? Is it not? Like, yeah. Even though it's, like, technically you.
Yeah.
If I posted pictures of me from back when I was in high school and I was, like, a skinny, mini, little,
mm-hmm.
cute girl, and you Snapchat me and I'm not the same person. Like, wouldn't you be upset,
yeah,
you know?
No, I feel
anyway, like. That was a long tangent on my tangent, but
mm-hmm.
So I've been talking to him just like, Megan, it's not about looks, don't be shallow.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wasn't feeling it. And he sent me a Snapchat today on something. And I responded, like, the camera was angled up at my face, like down by my like chest, the most unattractive way. Mm-hmm. My nose was like in the frame, and like my, like it looked huge. It was just not flattering.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we started recording, and then we stopped to make sure that like the audio sounded good, because we said in the beginning, this is a whole new thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at my phone, and he unfriended me on Snapchat. I'm like, if I was really into you, I would be a little butthurt, but I thought it was so funny.
Like, oh my God. I fucking love that. I love that for you.
Yeah, me too. I'm not even upset. I just think it's hilarious.
It's like, dude, you think you won? I orchestrated that whole thing so you would stop fucking talking to me.
Right? When I slowly start to, like, not really want to talk to someone, mm-hmm. I will send, like, grosser and grosser pics. Like, make mm-hmm. them look gross, like, from gross angles. Not what I look like kind of thing. And every once in a while, they bite. They bite. Man, this is why I'm single. That's legitimately why I'm single.
No. Don't worry.
But no worries. I'm going to go back to deleting my Tinder and my Hinge because I just leave me alone.
Yeah.
I go in cycles.
The universe will bring you your person.
I mean, at this point, I'm content, even though sometimes I'm like, well, this is why I'm single.
I'm genuinely no one.
And the thing
I spoke English in the bad way on purpose, by the way.
But like, that's the main thing, like, why I'm in therapy, because I've realized that I am the issue. I've not ruined, but I've mm-hmm. stopped any type of relationship that ever could happen from happening because I'm insecure about myself. And I know for a fact, like, in order to make a relationship work, you need to love yourself before you love someone else. Mm-hmm. Like, that is the most important thing. If you are not fully in love with who you are and you're insecure about things that you are,
mm-hmm.
that you need to work those out before you can think about giving that to someone. You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, I feel you.
Yeah, so I'm working on it. I really don't have any intentions of anything serious. If anything comes along, that's great. But
yeah,
that was my story that just happened today. I think it's so funny.
Well, I feel like we've really tangented.
Yeah.
That's the new word I made up. Tangented.
Tangented.
But yeah, so don't forget to email us. littlethingcalledmurder@gmail.com. Hit us up about anything. Let us know the cases, what types of stuff you want to hear about,
questions, comments, concerns, if you wondered what we had for lunch today, anything. Yeah. Leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts because clearly this is the best podcast. You want to be a part of the family.
You want to be a part of our threesome, you know.
Heck yeah. So Instagram's A Little Thing Called Murder. Twitter is ALTC Murder. Am I forgetting anything? I don't think I am. You already sent the email.
Yeah. And keep sharing us with all your friends and just keep listening because we fucking love you.
Yeah.
That was my song.
No, that honestly makes my entire day. And I know I say it to everyone when they like do message me that like you made my day. You genuinely made my day. Because it's like, then we kind of get like, we see like the fruits of our labor, you know what I mean? Yeah. That, you know, people are listening, even though from the very get-go, I was like, fuck, people are actually listening.
I know. I always forget sometimes, like, we'll be on here, I'm just like sharing like every aspect of my fucking life. And I'm like, Jaden, people are going to like listen to you.
Your coworkers are going to listen to you.
Dude, God. Yeah, like, Jaden, you're so embarrassing. Well, I know. They probably already know, so it's fine. It's fine.
It's called character.
Yes.
All right.
Your authentic fucking self.
Always. 100%.
Don't give a fucking shit about anyone. Oh, wait. No. Did I tell them I'm here? Or no, I told you. Like, I'm giving up fucking bras. Fuck bras. I don't give a fuck. I've already got my person. He doesn't give a fuck. So, no bras for me. Titties out.
Ooh. Is it free the titty?
Yeah.
Or free the nipple?
Free the nipples.
Which
one
is it? Free the nipple.
Know. Both.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still going to wear shirts, but like just no bras. Fuck those bitches.
No, you're giving it all up. No bras, no shirt.
Yeah. I'm giving up for Lent.
But ass naked. I'm sure your workplace would love that. Yes. Yeah, you're a little off. You're a little off.
I'm sorry, my own religion, actually. I wish they could see my dancing that like goes along with some of the things I say. Because I think it just like adds to it.
Or even just like our faces when like we say something like insane on a case where like you're just like,
Yeah,
your jaw's on the floor. Man.
But okay. We're wrapping this, bitch.
We will give your day back. Thanks for spending your time with us. It's always appreciated. And don't forget to always trust your gut.
Because it's better to be fucking safe than fucking sorry.
Damn straight.
Yeah. Love y'all. You guys.
Bye.
Peace and blessings.